Good morning. It is Sunday, September 20, 2020. Today, in spite of everything that is happening around us, we can truly say we have more than enough to be grateful for. And I want you to declare it with me this morning. I have more than enough to be grateful for. And as we go throughout the rest of this week, let us challenge ourselves each day to make note of at least one thing that we are grateful for that day. So every day we're going to write at least one thing that we are grateful for. This week's scripture reading is taken from St. John 3 verse 16, a very popular Bible verse, and I know that you can say it with me. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It is such a joy to know that the love that God extends to us is unsearchable. It is unchangeable. It is unshakable. It is immeasurable. Among many other things that my human mind cannot even begin to fathom, but the most precious of them all is that it is available to everyone. His love is for everyone. There is no little toops, as we would say in Jamaica, for me, and then there's another little bit for you. No, the same love that God has for me is the same love that he has for you. Him loving you will never shortchange his love for me. Him loving me will never shortchange his love for you. This morning, irrespective of where you have been, what you have done, or even your current position, even if you consider yourself to be the vilest of sinners, I want you to understand that nothing can separate you and I from his love. Romans 8 verse 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" Verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is because his love for us is not dependent on who we are or what we have done. God's love is unconditional. The only condition God gives us is the acceptance of his Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can be saved. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, once we believe in him, we shall not perish, but we shall have everlasting life." This morning, even if you have not yet accepted Christ, God's love is still extended to you. But I would love for you to be saved. Today is just as good as any other day to give your heart totally over to him. All you have to do is believe and confess. God bless you. Take care.